Well, they store our emails, our TV programmes and reams of information. An estimated €7 billion will be invested in data centres in Ireland over the next 5 years by tech companies. So, in the last of our series looking at our country's electricity infrastructure, our economics correspondent Robert Short has been finding out why there are concerns over the amount of power data centres consume.
The concrete towers of the old IFI fertiliser factory in Arklow, County Wicklow, can still be glimpsed by drivers travelling down the M11 motorway. The factory closed almost 20 years ago. Today, a new industry will shortly break ground here, with a data centre at the heart of a planned technology campus. Niall Molloy is the CEO of Echelon Data Centres.
It's essential infrastructure like roads or sewers are. We can't say we don't want sewers. The question that does arise is how do we do them in the most sustainable way possible and, you know, creating the least impact, and how do we ensure that they don't create negative impacts on the grid and on the power infrastructure. It is very important that these data centres, as large power consumers, power themselves renewably. Hence, if you look at the site we have here, you have a 1 gigawatt wind farm landing on the site here. The data centre is connected into the same substation, and the idea is that this is the first, you know, European example of a large wind farm and a large data centre being co-located.
Lockdown has only increased an already burgeoning demand for data, for everything from TV streaming services to online working. It's a relatively new industry, but it's established itself as a big energy user. Data centres are expected to account for half of all future electricity demand, and by 2028, they could use up 27% of all electricity generated. Some believe that undermines the efforts to reduce the carbon used in our power system. Here's Sive O'Neill of Stop Climate Chaos.
We're all very aware at the moment of how important internet and cloud storage is for just daily functioning, business, entertainment and all of the rest. But Ireland is doing way more than its fair share of supplying data centre cloud storage. I think data centres are the elephant in the room when it comes to climate action. There's a lot of emphasis in government messaging on the role that individual behaviour needs to play. We're all supposed to go and retrofit our houses and buy electric vehicles to bring emissions down. But clearly, there's a real problem with the renewable energy sector if all the renewables that we're bringing onto the grid are going to be consumed by data centres.
According to the IDA, 20,000 people are employed by companies that also run data centres in Ireland. There are also jobs in construction and engineering, both here and abroad. Against these benefits, there are the costs of getting the grid ready for the renewable energy favoured by data centres. Rodney Doyle is the Chief Operations Officer with Airgrid.
The grid is built for everyone, the people at home and all businesses, and data centres are no different from that perspective. They're just another sector. They are a heavy energy user, absolutely. But as we build the grid out, we're looking for the growth, both in terms of the economy, the wider economy, and all sectors, and building a grid that's capable of dealing with demand from all parts of the economy.
Ireland is taking the first steps towards an electricity system that aims to be 70% powered by renewable energy, with modern gas plants as backup. As we've heard this week, the Climate Action Plan entails a massive increase in wind power, with all of the environmental and engineering challenges that presents. We're very quickly moving into an economy that will rely more and more upon electricity for heating, transport and work. That means questions over who gets to use that power and at what cost are going to become more urgent.
And that concludes Robert Short's series on Ireland's energy infrastructure.